The second you tell someone that you're getting married, everyone has an opportunity to say this. And I am not that guy. I'm not going to come into your world and tell you how you've got to get married and where you've got to get married and when you've got to get married and who you've got to use. I'm not that guy. You don't need that guy in your life. Me, I'm presenting a different way. Me, I'm presenting the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. This is how we do it. We just kind of look at everything through a critical eye. We ask questions, we say why, and we just look at getting married through a fresh set of eyes. That's my job. I'm Josh Withers. I'm an Australian civil marriage celebrant, and I want to look at getting married differently. So hopefully you have an awesome wedding, not because I told you how to have an awesome wedding, but because we actually talked about like big kids and we said, hey, maybe this is how we can have an awesome wedding. And the place we're going to start today is with the wedding checklist. If you ever, and don't do this, but if you want to just kind of die inside, Google wedding planning checklist. There's so many things on there that'll just slowly kill your very soul. And today I'm presenting with you the most simple, beautiful wedding planning checklist you'll ever come across. Step one, you need two people that do not hate one another. In fact, they might even really, really deep down inside like each other. Number two, in Australia, you need some witnesses. Depending on where you are, you might not need witnesses, but you need two people that are 18 or over, and they don't even have to know you. They can be strangers, friends, family, parents, whatever. You need two people to see it. Next, you need a celebrant, or in some countries, they call me an officiant. I'm the guy that creates and presents your ceremony. In Australia, I've got an Australian authority to marry people. Different countries have got different laws, but you need a celebrant or a marrying authority, that kind of thing. I recommend going someone personal like myself. Some people like going to the courthouse, and I don't know, I just think that's a little bit impersonal. I think marriage deserves more than that. Okay, you've got you two witnesses, a celebrant. You need to know where you're going to do it now. If you're in the UK, you have to do places that the government says. If you're in Australia, you can go anywhere. You can go above the ground, below the ground, ocean, air, whatever. You have to get married somewhere. And that where may need permission. So if it's a wedding venue, you might have to pay a fee. If it's a park, you might need to pay a permit. Just, you know, ask the questions. It doesn't matter where you get married. You just need to have a place. And once you have a place, you might need some furniture and places for people to sit and things to go on. Get furniture you need and get furniture you don't need if you don't want it. I don't care. I'm not your mum. Here's one tip, though. Arbors, I don't know. They're not necessary. And usually when you get married in an epic place, you just kind of don't need to put more stuff in front of that epic place. Just let the epic place be epic. Anyway, not going to be the guy that hates on arbors. We will not be very popular for my first episode. Okay, so you've got a place. You've got people. Now you need, maybe you want to capture the moments, photo, video. Just get people you really like. Like you like their business, you like their photos, you like their art, and let them be creative. Next, if you like things, like flowers, lollies, DJs, bands, whatever, get things you like. This is like going shopping for groceries. You know how when you go shopping for groceries, you don't get everything, you just get what you want? It's like that. Okay, now we're almost done. You want to look and feel amazing. And I do that when I wear clothes that I love. I've got a sick haircut and I've got a bit of moisturizer. I don't know. Whatever you want to do to feel amazing, do that. Go to the barber, get up hair and makeup. Just feel and look amazing. Finally, do you want to eat food and drink things and maybe get people to help with that? That, my friends, is a wedding. In fact, let me tell you, the very start where it's just the two of you and a witness and myself, that's a wedding. Everything else is just, well, how do we do you? And that's what this podcast is going to do. You. Not do you, but do you, doing you, trying to figure out how do we do you in a wedding. This is the Rebel's Guide to Getting Married. My name is Josh Withers.